If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Bet Online is your number one source for all sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on all the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
For the ring, I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Booking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Look like this, and I'm a hoot at. Every day I'm living, I'm a hoot at. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. This is Sports Coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. This is Sports Coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
To the fam, everything's a go, and we good to go. Black and Gold Nation, shout out to the fam, appreciate y'all being in the stream, man. We doing our thing and doing it very well, so shout out to the fam, man. Like I said, yes, it's a new system. Actually, it's an old system that we've updated that I haven't used in a while. It kind of reset a lot of things, so I spent a lot of time over the last couple of days putting it all together. So big ups to the fam, man. Good to hear, see y'all in the chat on this one, man. Sports Coma representing it like I've been saying for some time now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, lightning sport talk from your favorite sports fam. We up in this thing. So listen, fam, I hope you guys have had a fantastic time this weekend. I know it was some some time for you guys to kind of chill back for the 4th of July. Some people have days off. Shout out to the guys and gals who have 4 days off, man. We up in this thing. And listen, man, we're getting close, man, to some football coming up. And listen, man, let's talk some football today. So I was going over some stuff. It'd been all Pelican stuff with me, some boxing stuff, all kind of stuff. You know, under whodatdaily.com. It's always something twisting and turning. But, man, listen, in the end, there's always something to talk about. But anyway, in tonight's broadcast, I wanted to go over this article. Shout out to the Saints News Network, brother Kyle T. Mosley. Shout out to you, brother. And Jay Hendricks. Jay Hendricks had a article that he did, fam, that was actually pretty damn good, man, that I want you guys. And it just was, all it was just asking questions about the Saints coming up on training camp. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, yeah, that's some great questions to ask. Let me see if I can answer some of them goddamn questions. You know, let's get something popping and snapping. So anyway, big ups to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all being in the stream as always, man. Good to see y'all. I see everybody in the chat, man. Much love to y'all. OG Jerry, Tuck, good to see Tuck in the building. Brother Torrey, shout out to you. Cartel, shout out to you as well. Who else we got there? Throat Cutter. Okay, there you go, man. What's up, man? Ain't been seeing you in a while. Good seeing you, brother. Big ups to you. Brother Edward is in this thing as well. Mr. O, how you doing, fam? Mr. O's Universe, shout out to you. Brother, good to see you in the stream as well. Big ups to everybody. Gundam, what's up, brother? How you doing? Dre Day Dana, shout out to the Queens, man. Who that daddy is in this thing as well. Brother Slim, Brother Bishop's in this thing. Brother Robert, Willie, man, much love to all you guys, man. We up in this thing, baby. All right, so let me get right into this article because I'm trying not to hold y'all guys too long on this broadcast tonight, man. Listen, this article right here, top questions, top Saints questions we want to see answered in training. Try to do my best. I want you guys to kind of help me out with some comments in the comment section below. Let me know how you guys feel about some of these questions that Jay Hendricks asked, man. He asked some pretty damn good ones going into the season. So let's just jump right into it. All right, every year ahead of Saints training camp, they compile a list of biggest questions we want to see answered for the Saints leading up to week one of the season. Last year's main storyline centered around the legal proceedings, going to state how they were going to play out with Elvin Kamara, Marcus May, Thomas' return to camp action, and Derek Carr's first year black and gold. The operation shift into California and undoubtedly looked very different this year. The Saints team under Dick Salad have some questions. We got some questions, Lucy. Got some questions. And that's the Saints need to answer over the next several weeks. So here's some of the questions, Saints' biggest questions heading into this upcoming training camp. So let's get it popping. All right, number one, will Elvin Kamara get a rework contract before camp or be a holdout? That's a good question. We all agree that Elvin Kamara needs to be on this team for the Saints to max out and get far. Listen, I like Kendre Miller, but to me, I don't think Kendre Miller is ready. I seen him in a few games last year. He was hurt most of the time, but when he's healthy, he looked good. Still need to see another full year of service from Kendre Miller. All right, that's number one. Jamal Williams is a very good running back. You open up lanes, but he operates, to me, better as a compliment back. So with that being said, Elvin Kamara, you need Elvin Kamara. Now, if y'all remember, several years back when they had a contract dispute with Elvin Kamara, remember they came out, got that deal done before the regular season opened up. Y'all remember that? Will history repeat itself with Kamara? Now, listen, the Saints did make some moves, try to free up some money, try to get popping and snapping to get some stuff happening. They need Elvin Kamara in training camp because of the new night. It'd be a little different. We was working with the same system that we had over the last several years. A little different. This time around, let me tell y'all something. We need Kamara in camp. Now, will he be in camp in time or will he hold out? I say the Saints need to get that done. I'm going to say he should and he will. get him into camp in time because you need Alvin Kamara putting this new system in. I'm telling y'all, offensive line operates and does what it's supposed to do. Alvin Kamara will have the biggest season of his career. Seen what happened with Christian McCaffrey, 49ers last year, 14 touchdowns, all those 1,400 rushing yards, 8 catching touchdowns, 67 or whatever it was, 63 or whatever it was, receptions. Alvin Kamara could do all of that and then some. So my thing is, when you talk about AK-41, baby, bottom line is the Saints need to and should have Alvin and Kamara in the training camp on time so they can get him in that system, get that practice together so that we can keep this thing twisting and turning. Now, listen, if it's a holdout, it kind of sets it back because he's pretty fast. He's pretty smart. So he'll have to pick it up on the fly. But if the Saints, they have plenty of time right now. There is no bigger issue facing the Saints team right now than getting a 2-year reworked contract done with Alvin Kamara, get him in the training camp. I'm just saying, Alvin Kamara wants his bread. Give him his 2-year deal. Get him in the training camp. I'm telling y'all, this dude's going to have best season as a pro under this system. Saying the 49ers offensive line last year was a lot better than the Saints, and that's saying a lot. But with John Benton, Andrew Janoku, Clint Kubiak, the rest of these people here, I think we have good enough people on the offensive line to be able to open up those lanes. Alvin Kamara and our running back room, Taysom Hill, whoever you got, be able to excel. We need to have AK-41 in camp on time to a 2-year reworked contract so we can get the smoking, so we can hit the ground running. That's what I'm one of my favorite sayings I like to say. We need hit the ground running and you don't need no setbacks. So I'm going to say yes to number one, that they will get him in, because there is no bigger issue right now getting Elvin happy with Fred and getting him in camp on time so he can start day one getting that system together. All right, that shows me that you serious about winning by getting Kamara together. So, I mean, what is Mickey Loomis doing right now? Seriously. Barbecuing right now, this needs to be the biggest thing he needs to take care of. I'm going to say they're going to take care of it. Just going to keep it a buck 15. All right, number two, what free agents will the Saints add before or during training camp? This stuff is probably more likely going to see how it is now potentially. We're looking at interior defensive line. Still see the Saints could go out and see if they could find a veteran DT to kind of help out. We know Passanio won't be returning until late in the season if he comes back. So defensive tackle could be an issue for the New Orleans Saints going forward. I think secondary, they're good. They added 2 defensive backs before they broke out. Well, Rod Teamer, shout out to him, and McCain, DB. So they added some people there. The linebacker core appears to be good. The defense appears to be good. They added depth to the interior of the offensive line. Repeat appeared to be good. Wide receiver could be something that they could bring to. They did make some moves there. So I could see interior defensive tackle, maybe another wideout jumping there. Veteran wideout. Not a big name, but a guy that's looking for an opportunity, perhaps. I can see the interior defensive tackle paying. I think they could use one of those guys right there, another veteran in there. Lawrence Vickers is there. Got Boyd, Jack Heflin, all these guys. The veteran defensive tackle wouldn't hurt my feelings. We're passing you out, see? All right, number three, how will Clint Kubiak's offense continue to evolve for New Orleans? How would it continue to It depends. It depends on the stuff that we often talk about. His attention to detail, stand on task, this kind of stuff. Now, they've shown us, Clint Kubiak has shown us, that they're serious. They understand the enormity of what they got to deal with here. They understand it. They get the enormity of what they're facing. You have the offense has to get going. are the Saints going to fire Dennis Allen? This team is basically based on the production of the offense. The Saints offense has to get going. They have to score points. The defense will be much improved. That defense will get after you. I think defense will do a better job of stopping. I think Willie Gay is a big part of the Saints added athleticism. Chase Young will be ready to go when regular season hit. We got up in the world. Cam Jordan will come in there healthy, slimmer and trimmer. He talked about that, getting back to that. See Cam edge. You can see Cam sliding inside on certain packages. So you can see the defense with Willie Gay and Chase Young and this other stuff, a healthy Saints in the defensive line helps out. Lattimore's health is positive. The progression of Paulson, the deep Taylor improved. All this is a big part of the Saints going forward, defensively speaking. Bonus, never mind all that. The biggest issue is the Saints offense. They have to hit, the ground running. They don't have to be perfect, but they're going to have to win and learn because they have a tough stretch of games coming up. That's why, another reason why Elvin Kamara needs to have and be in camp for the training camp, because of the tough stretch of games that you start the damn regular season off with, and you do not want to start the regular season off with Elvin Kamara coming in there week one talking about, okay, I'm ready to go. No.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No. We need him in training camp on time with the contract. So hit the ground running in training camp, come out of preseason into tough games to start the year off. We don't want no excuses. We need our best people available. Give him his money. Right now, going back to the Kubiak question, will it continue to evolve? I have no reason to think that Clint Kubiak's offense won't continue to evolve as he continues to get more familiar with his players. And the things that the Saints offense lacked last year, we talked about all over and over again. That's not the same with this current group of people. These guys are attention to detail, detail-centered. They are people that have accountable mentality. They have that. You cannot win without them. We said that over and over again for years. You know, people kept asking me, Q, why the Saints keep losing this, that, and the third? We needed one more game, and I kept telling them, you wasn't going to get that one game last year. Every time the situation would show itself where the Saints had an opportunity to be able to win or step up to the plate, be able to compete for a game to get them over the hump, they would lose the game. Why? Because the situation was bigger than their mindset. You have to be able to seize the moment. You have to be able to take it. Ain't nothing given to you. You got to take it. The Saints would step up to the plate and they would lose. Rams game was a big indicator. The Saints needed that Rams game. They knew that when they went out there. They needed that Rams. They couldn't get it. See? And then when the pressure was off, they felt not the pressure off, they played better. It's not a good indication of a team. You know, a team that's ready for the next leap. Big situations present themselves, and you know the enormity of the moment. The teams play up to the level of the situation. That's how you know you're a dog team. Dead dog. So every time the situation hand itself to the Saints, they would just fumble it and fumbled it. So this is not the case this year, glad to say. We got the right collection of coaches that'll get that talent where, if you don't believe me, listen to what Derek Carr was saying about Andrew Janot and Clint Kubiak. We've played that before. He was saying they're on him about every little thing. They're talking about, he said this out of it, if you can ferret through all the word salad. He said that his working on his footwork, they even said that we were his footwork together, his timing, his progressions, which all of the top two were something I was looking at. The footwork I wasn't really too much worried about. But they want to make sure his footwork is right, which is basically they're taking Derek Carr and they're just turning him into what they need him to be. That's what is basically turning him into what they need him or want him to be. No, we're not going to let you do this. No, we want you. We need you to do it like this. And then when he did it, okay, that's great. That's fantastic. Now do it faster. See? So that's a positive. That's something that New Orleans Saints coaches, Janoku and others, have that accountability model. They have it. So, I mean, that's not this clown in the, what's the rodent, Pete Carmichael? He's gone. He's out of here. He's in foul with Sean Payton of Denver. He's over there eating cheese under the table for Sean Payton. So we don't have to worry about him. But I expect the offense to continue to evolve with Clint Kubiak because they're accountable. And they're serious about what they do. And they know what the hell they're doing. So I don't have any reason to think that that will stop. Now, number four, aside from Kubiak, which offensive coach makes the biggest impact in his first year? I said the offensive line coach, John Benton. There is no more important coach when you start breaking it down. Who really needs to have a major impact? The biggest position group that needs to change and get to the next level is the offensive line. There is no success with the Saints without that offensive line doing what it's supposed to be doing. That's Penning, who slid to right tackle, saying that for years. I said that's the position. Watch how better he looks there. Tackle position with Fuaga, he'll have some bumps and bruises because he's a rookie. But if you allow the rookies to be able to run block, that builds confidence when it's time for you to pass. So if you can allow all out people, that builds confidence. We do have a solid interior situation. Now, Nick Seldavery was looking pretty decent when he was playing. We don't know what we're going to get with Nick. I think Nick's a good offensive lineman, but he'll have to prove it. But there's a lot of question marks. John Benton has a bunch of young offensive linemen that get together. But there is no bigger and more important group of people to the question of Saints success than the Saints offensive line. And John Benton, who's the offensive line, there is no bigger person. If he doesn't do his damn job, there is no success. There is no protection of Carr. There is no running attack. The Saints break down. Dennis Allen gets fired. Somebody else coming. Offensive line has to improve. That's a major job, John Benton. So that's my answer to that one. But number four is, besides Kubiak, which new offensive coach makes the biggest impact in his first year? I say it's John Benton. And I love to hear more interviews from John Benton too, man. That's the dude. All right, number five, how will the top position battles of training camp play out? Top position battles, obviously, to me, top position battle in camp is the linebacker position. Peyton, Pete Werner, Willie Gay. To me, that's the top battle there in the Saints camp. Y'all let me know which ones outside of that. Of course, you can look at the third wide receiver battle, A.T. Perry and Cedric Wilson. You can look at that. What other position could you really go over. Say, okay, that position is up. Cornerback positions are pretty much settled. You could probably look at Alante Taylor versus Kool-Aid McKinstry, although I think Alante has him right now. We'll see how Kool-Aid looks coming off the injury. The other safety position, is it really Jordan Howden's? I know Howden dealing with some stuff, and Jonathan Abram was playing pretty good in practice without him being in a position in that. Is that position open up? Is it just simply Jordan Howden's position? See what I'm talking about? So to me, the biggest positions coming into this training camp is a handful of them you can really call out. You know, of course, we're looking at the kickers and punters. We don't talk about that because the Saints could very well fire both these guys and get new kickers and punters. Their jobs are not solidified. If those other guys kick better than them or punt better than them, the Saints will switch it up. They don't have no loyalty to kickers and punters right now. So if you look at the biggest there, I would say Pete Werner and Willie Gay. To me, that's the biggest. Pete Werner's playing on the final year of his contract, by the way. And Willie Gay is on a one-year prove-it deal. So these guys are going to be in knock-down, drag-out competition for the starting linebacker spot next to Demario Davis. So that's the one I'm going to be. Me, no disrespect to Pete Werner, but I want Willie Gay to win that because Willie Gay has the speed and athleticism to neutralize stuff. Demario Davis is still kicking. Doing a great job, but Demario Davis has lost a lot of lateral speed. So you can't have two slow lateral guys there. You got to be able to have a guy like Willie Gay that can get up and go and get him. If you want to send him in the blitz, he go and get him. If you need to cover the tight end, he can cover him. See what I'm talking about? If he needs to go out to get somebody out the backfield, he can go and get him. We need that speed. That speed changes the dynamic of what the Saints defense look like. So me, no disrespect to Pete Werner, but Willie Gay Jr. is a guy I want to see there because he also, and him and also Chase Young being healthy. We know it's not a Cam Jordan and Chase Young, that kind of stuff. I know people want Chase to start there because of his athleticism. But if healthy, when healthy, that guy is very good. Now you put him opposite aside with Carl Granderson, who said last year that all some steam toward the back end of the season. He wasn't going through that this upcoming year. He was training a lot harder. Then you got Chase Young coming into the season healthy, him covering those ends. That means that Saints, the issues that the Saints had when you had speedy wide quarterbacks who would leak out one side or the other and make plays, you don't have to worry about that no more. These speedy quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and all these types, that's over with. Earl Granderson, Chase Young on the edges with Willie Gay lurking around there. Man, come on, man. That's the speed component the Saints defense was lacking. We've got that now. And they got the depth to keep these guys fresh, which is also a plus. So I like that, but that's what I'm looking at in terms of camp battles. I got to go with Willie Gay on that. So number five, how will the top position? Okay, I already said that. Number six, who will win the backup quarterback job out of Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler? Now, that's a good question because the writer believes that Nate Peterman doesn't stand a chance. And really, truthfully, we know who makes the team. Spencer Rattler is going to make the team. Okay, Derek Carr is going to make the team. Spencer Rattler is going to make the team. So that's only one more spot between Nate Peterman and Jake Haener. And Jake Haener has been looking good. Then when you knock him out of the box, barring injury now, that's also a thing. Then you have to look at the battle between Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener. Jake, a little longer, but the systems have switched and changed. He went and worked out there with Gruden, has looked good and more competent. It's going to be a close one, but I'm going to have to go with Jake Haener. Now, I like Spencer Rattler, what he's doing. He still got a lot. So I'm going to go with Jake Haener on winning the battle, but it's Spencer Rattler has a bright future. I'm going to go with Jake Haener winning the job. So it's pretty much what it is. Now, number seven, when will Chase Young hit the field and what players land on the PUP list? Now, that's something that we have to look at. Physically unable to perform, I guess you could put passing on. Had a few guys that was kind of nicked up. But, you know, they don't want to IR passing yo just yet, right? So Because Dennis Allen did say that he's not going to rule him out for the end of the year and that he could be possibly ready for later on in the year. We're talking late year, you know, back into the regular season. So could we possibly see something like that? That's the only guy I got. Now, you do have a few people I guess you can throw on that, but we'll see. But Chase Young. Chase Young, according to reports, he's supposed to be ready. Supposed to be ready for a regular season. That's what they were saying, that Chase Young's supposed to be ready for the regular season. Week one, that's some of the reports. Now, unless they done change, but he's on tap to get ready to be there for the regular season. Now, bear in mind, that was a neck surgery. Neck ties the back, right? And you want to take it slow with him. And the Saints really don't need to rush him. So if he needs more time to ramp up, so to speak, to get there, you have the depth to do it. Am is healthy. Got Peyton Turner. Have Isaiah Foskey. Have those guys. So you want to kind of take it, you know, a delicate approach with or a slower rehab process with Chase Young to make sure he's 100, then you have the benefit of doing that because the Saints have a loaded defensive end room that will absorb those type of injuries until Chase Young is ready. All reports, they're saying that he's supposed to be ready to start a season. That's what I'm getting. Unless he had a setback that they have not reported on, but as we get closer to talking to these people, start asking questions, they'll give you updates on these people as we get into training camp or full training camp. All right, number eight. Will Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey, the snowman, make the necessary impacts for the Saints defensive end? I would say so. I mean, because, listen, Isaiah Foskey is a developmental defensive end. Last year, he didn't do too much. He just kind of sitting there, you know, learning on a slow ramp going up. Because there's a lot of people ahead of him. We talked about Granderson. We talked about Chase Young comes back. We talked about Cam coming up off the ankle issue. Lighter in weight terms than what he was originally last year. He's playing at a lighter size. He anticipates that helps him gain some of his speed back and his durability, which makes sense. So that helps. Peyton Turner is a guy Peyton Turner got to put up, man. Really do have to put up. And by the mere fact, the Saints went and got Chase Young on a one-year prove-it deal and just went, yeah, let's go get Chase Young and just mushed him down. That don't speak well for Peyton Turner, to be honest with you. And boy, when the Saints, I mean, I tell you, when you say something about somebody, man, boy, you got to watch out because it might stick. They kept saying when they drafted Peyton Turner, they were saying that this kid reminded them Marcus Davenport. Boy, and has that not ain't true. Boy, has that not right. This dude missed a lot of time. Fortunately, this is a lot of time. Fortunately. But Isaiah Foskey, see what happens, man. But injuries impacting, like we said, Chase Young supposed to be regular season, which means that the Saints probably be kind of ramping him up in the training camp into the preseason to get ready for it. If that's the case, then they'll have reps for these other guys to kind of get their games together.
Bet Online is your number one source for all sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on all the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.